Lesson 30. The English Girl and Her Ayah. A little English girl in India was one day playing outside her father's tent near the edge of a jungle. Her attention was attracted by a beautiful little fawn that seemed too young to run about and which stood timidly gazing at the child with its soft, dark eyes. The girl moved towards it, but the fawn started back with a frightened look and fled. The child gave chase, but the fawn was soon hid among the tall reeds and grass of the jungle. When the girl's ayah missed her charge, she quickly hurried after her. But so eager had the child been in chasing the fawn that she was some distance from the tent before the ayah overtook her. Catching up the girl in her arms, she tried to return, but the grass and reeds around grew so high that she could scarcely see 2 yards before her. She walked some steps with the little girl in her arms, then stopped and looked around with a frightened air. "We are lost," cried the poor Hindu, "lost in the dreadful jungle." "We are lost," cried the poor Hindu, "lost in the dreadful jungle. Do not be a friend. Do not be so frightened, Moti," said the fair-haired English girl. "God can save us and show us the way back." The little child could feel, as the Hindu could not, that, even in the lonely jungle, a great and loving friend was beside her. Again, the ayah tried to find her way. Again, she paused in alarm. What was the sound? Like a growl that startled her and made her sink on the ground in terror, clasping the little girl all the closer in her arms. Both turned to gaze in the direction from which that dreadful sound had come. What was their horror on beholding the striped head of a Bengal tiger above the waving grass? The ayah uttered a terrified scream, and the little girl cried to God to save her. It seemed like the instant answer to that cry, when the sharp report of a rifle rang through the thicket, quickly followed by a second, and the tiger, mortally wounded, lay rolling and struggling on the earth. Edith, for that was the girl's name, saw nothing of what followed. Senseless with terror, she lay in the arms of her trembling ayah. It was her father whom Providence had sent to the rescue. Lifting his little girl in his arms, he bore her back to the tent, leaving his servants, who had followed in his steps, to bring in the dead tiger.